Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that made us and sent us here with purpose. But yes, we got deceived and took on the deception and so became carnal, like the devil, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. But praise God, Lord. Thank you for your great love that you called us out to see you, to take hold of you, to be born again of the Spirit, so as to walk in the Spirit, having the marks, the character, and the attitude, and the actions of a disciple. So thank you, Lord, for your great love that is here to separate us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, and so receive an inheritance and be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 16, verse 6 to 10. And give my greetings to Miriam, who has toiled and labored extremely hard to benefit you. Make sure that my relatives Andronicus and Junia are honored, for they are my fellow captives who bear the distinctive mark of being outstanding and well-known apostles, and who were joined into the Anointed One before me. Give my regards to Ampliatus, whom I love, for he is joined into the Lord. And give my loving greetings to Urbanus, our partner in ministry serving the Anointed One. Also to Stachus, whom I love. Don't forget to greet Apelles for me, for he has been tested and found to be approved by the Anointed One. And extend warm greetings to all those of Aristobulus's house church.
Hallelujah. You know, this is a wonderful picture here of the ecclesia, the called out ones, and their love for each other, disciples. And it's all coming from now being rooted in Jesus, being a part of the vine and drawing from the vine and being motivated by the vine, Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. So, yeah, so this is a wonderful example. I just think of the wrong example where we all come out of. We come out of the rage and the vanity. And where do you see that? That's in Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the nations, the people, the Gentiles, the world rage and believe in vain and in vanity? And it's because of the devil at work here in this world and raising up these evil, rich people that hate God. And when they hate God, they love death. So that's so important, guys, that we are not deceived by what's going on here. We look to the Lord. I think of Romans 12 again, the beautiful example. Give your bodies as a living sacrifice. Why? Because of the mercies. You know your sins has been dealt with. You don't need to be a sinner anymore. You can be a saint. And something also you notice on these words of encouragement to his fellow workers, Paul's fellow workers, he calls him saint. Why? A saint is someone that has turned from sin. He's not calling himself a sinner saved by grace. He's calling himself a saint because grace has changed him, changed his heart, changed his mind, changed his attitudes and actions, and he's busy with the right thing. A saint is someone that has turned from sin to be busy with the right things. And so, yeah, so we can get so many examples. Another example we see here is they bear the distinct marks of an apostle, of a sent one. And just like they bear the marks of Jesus, they're not looking to please man, they're pleasing God. And they're not seeking their own glory, they're seeking the glory of God. And so, yeah, so there's so much you can get out of it. Little teachings like this. I, at first, when I read it, I thought, what am I going to say? But just every morning, the Lord just opening my eyes here to just see. And here you can also see they join to the Lord. They are flowing with the Lord. So it's encouragement, guys. We've been bought with a price to serve the living God by looking to him and hearing from him, going on with Romans 12, so that your mind can be changed. You know about all these mercies, these good things, every spiritual blessing being given to you, and now you are changing your mind. And when your mind has changed, then your body, your attitudes and your actions can be seen and made evidence in the body. But where's this changing of the mind coming from? It's coming from grace, God's goodness that is available to us, that's coming through faith by the Spirit of God. So it's staying in tune on a daily basis, taking up your cross daily, morning by morning, he wakens up your ear. And so you are walking in tune, just as the people of darkness are walking in tune with the devil, and their attitudes and their actions show that we are walking with the Lord. We are joined to the Lord. We are one spirit with him. And that's where we operate from. So we don't do things hastily. We always look to the Lord and look for his leading and ask his advice in all things. Acknowledge him in all your ways. All, not just some, all your ways. And he will make your path straight in kingdom realities, in fulfilling your purpose. And so your giftings and the wonderful love of God is experienced in your life and then made evident in your neighborhood and in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.